The Defense and Veterans Affairs departments are expanding their joint electronic health record to two more sites. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details of DOD and VA's plans. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily and Ruben.
So, Jason, catch us up. What is the latest news in this ongoing saga of the electronic health record system?
Well, the plan for full adoption, which was established by President Obama back in 2009, is for a joint interoperable health record system to be throughout VA and DOD by 2017. But in the meantime, DOD and VA are testing pieces of that system. Leon Panetta is the defense secretary.
Today, I want to affirm that we are fully committed to putting this system, which will be the world's largest electronic health record system, to putting it in place across the nation in 2017. I'd also like to announce the important new missions and milestones in this effort that we're setting in 2014. We're going to be rolling out initial capabilities for this kind of integrated system at two test sites, San Antonio, Texas, and Hampton Roads, Virginia. Implementing this new system in this way will help us make sure that we are doing it right and that we have time to adjust based on the experience in the field.
Now, Panetta and VA Secretary Eric Shinseki spoke yesterday at the James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center in Chicago. They were there for the NATO summit as well, but I think they took a side trip over to this health care center because they're one of the first ones to actually use this joint interoperable health care record system. Now, Shinseki says VA and DOD that this new health record system must meet the needs of servicemen and women returning from Iraq and Afghanistan and obviously future military personnel and veterans.
Secretary Panetta and I have committed to a single, common, joint, integrated electronic health record. Each of those words means something. One that is open in architecture and non-proprietary in design. To expand information sharing, eliminate gaps between our two robust healthcare systems. This is key to seamlessness, critical to enhancing quality of healthcare, and essential to controlling costs.
Now, Shinseki says obviously the goal is 2017, but they hope to get this done much sooner. And this test, both at the Lovell Center as well as now the expanded test in 2014 in San Antonio, Texas, and Hampton Roads, Virginia, are all the steps down that path toward that final goal in 2017.
So, Jason, where and how often is this joint electronic health record being used?
Well, currently only at that Lovell Center in Chicago is it being used, but throughout all the rest of the VA facilities and DOD facilities, they're using pieces of the system, and they're able to do what they call read but not write when it comes to the records. So meaning reading, meaning if a doctor in, you know, pick a city, Chicago or Seattle, sees a patient at a VA facility, and the VA and the patient just kind of left the service, kind of retired from the service, they would still be able to read their past checkups, their past medical records. They couldn't add to it or write on it, but at least they could read it. And in fact, DOD and VA put out some latest data, and it's fascinating how much change has happened over the last 3 or 4 years. Now, I'll just throw out some basic stats. VA and DOD now share treatment information for 1.1 million service members and veterans. That means lab results, radiology results, pharmacy records, and medical allergy information. Millions and millions of records are now shared, where at one time they would either have to bring it with them in paper or they'd have to ask them to send it, you know, by special courier or something to get that sharing going on. So it's definitely the progress is much greater than it was, as I said, 4, 5, 6 years ago. But obviously they have that end goal in mind in 2017.
We're speaking with Executive Editor Jason Miller about DOD and VA's joint electronic health record system. So clearly they're headed towards their goal of what they want to do, but are the agencies or healthcare workers or the patients themselves seeing any benefits? Did they talk about that?
They're definitely seeing a lot of benefits. Let me give you one quick example. Another thing that they put together is called the Blue Button. This is something we've talked a little bit about, I think, on our programs. And the idea here is this allows veterans and service members to download the personal health records in a format that's easy to read and easy to share. Now, this is something they can do personally. The doctors, the nurses, the healthcare professionals cannot do it for them. But what it does is once you go to the Blue Button site and you download it, you can then bring your records in that electronic format to your doctor. So it's all right there. So I think that in itself is a huge, huge benefit. One of the other things that I think another big benefit that's happening is that ability to share those lab results or the radiology reports or those pharmacy records in between the two current VA and DOD systems. Now, it's not perfect. It doesn't maybe work 100% of the time, but in terms of it's a major step forward.
So a lot of this health record information is going to be stored, VA announced that they're going to store a lot of this in data centers run by the Defense Information Systems Agency. What do we know about security that they're working on to kind of safeguard all of this?
Well, obviously, security is paramount. You'll hear that from anyone. Roger Baker, who's the VA CIO, will tell you that. The first thing that comes out of his mouth is at those monthly security breach briefings that he gives to the press, that security is number one. And that's why I think VA chose to go with the DISA data centers, because DISA has that reputation. DISA does have that experience to keep not only, you know, unclassified, but definitely classified records secure. And the other piece of it is I'm sure VA could have looked at some of the health vaults that were once put out by Google or Microsoft or some of the other commercial vendors. But in the end, a breach like, you know, any breach around veterans data or service member data is just not a risk that they believe they can take. So I think that's why the DISA data centers has made so much sense for them.
So it seems like they're achieving a lot now, but we should remember that this has been a long time coming. When you look over the progress, what were the major hiccups? And do you think, Jason, as somebody who's been reporting on this, that they're now water under the bridge, so to speak?
Well, until it's done, I don't think it's ever done. So I think that they've made a tremendous amount of progress over the last few years. I'll tell you, I think the biggest hiccups has been just the lack of focus on this. I think they always talked the talk, but they never walked the walk. I mean, it took really President Obama to come and say, this will be done, and this is how that's going to get done. And then it took someone like Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense at the time, and Eric Shinseki, the current VA Secretary, to sit down and say, okay, we're going to make this a priority. And it's not that previous secretaries haven't made it a priority and previous presidents haven't said that they want to get this done. But I think that the difference here is that they took all the resources, not just the people resources, but the budget resources, and made the two agencies really march in lockstep a little better than what we've seen in the past. I think the other big piece of this, and I'll point out this just actually happened recently, but this is key. They just recently named in the last two or three months Barclay Butler be the director of the Joint DOD-VA Interagency Program Office. He's going to manage the initiative for, you know, in the day-to-day operation stuff versus the very high-level 50,000-foot view what you get from secretaries. And I think the fact is having someone like him, having someone in a position like his, is a difference maker, because it really gives you that effort, that focus, that maybe if you just said, well, we're going to have the, you know, CIOs do it or the, you know, Surgeon Generals do it, it becomes another part of their job. But by having someone who that's their only job, they can really kind of push that forward and make progress, where in the past it was maybe baby steps, and this is a much bigger steps they're making now.